The Mitten. An old man went walking through the woods with his little dog following behind. As the old man walked, he dropped one of his mittens and went on without even noticing. A mouse came scampering by, burrowed into the mitten, and said, "I'll make this my house." Along came a fox. "Who is living in this mitten?" "It's me, the greedy mouse. And who are you?" "The fancy fox. Will you let me in?" "Oh, yes. Do come in." So now there were two. Then came a wolf. "Who is living in this mitten?" "It's us, the greedy mouse and the fancy fox. Who are you?"
"I'm the gray wolf.
Let me in too." "Well, all right." Now there were three. Oh my, along came a wild boar. Snort, snort. "Who is living in this mitten?" "It's us, the greedy mouse, the fancy fox, and the gray wolf. Who are you?"
"I'm the tusked wild boar. Let me in too."
"Oh dear, but you couldn't possibly fit in."
"Yes I can, and I will."
"Well, all right then."
This made four.
Just then, there came the sound of branches crackling and breaking under someone's feet. It was a bear.
"Who is living in this mitten?"
"It's us, the greedy mouse, the fancy fox, the gray wolf, and the tusked wild boar. Who are you?"
"Growl, growl. I'm the stomping bear. Let me in too."
"Absolutely not. The house is full."
"Whatever you say, I'm going to go in."
"Well, I suppose we can't stop you, but please do keep to a small corner of the room." So the mitten was about to burst its seams. Now the old man was looking for his lost mitten. His little dog running on ahead came to the mitten. The mitten was wriggling and squirming. "Bow wow," barked the little dog. The startled animals all crawled out of the mitten and ran helter-skelter into the woods. And then the old man came along and picked up his lost mitten.